You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what did I tell you? The Iowa caucuses were rigged, and you heard it here last night. You read it on our webpage as the feature story beginning yesterday morning. And that happened just like we said it would, just like it happened in 1996. The networks knew immediately, before anybody in Iowa knew. And the announcement did not come from any election officials. It came from the television networks. From the television networks. At no time did they ever give the total election results for any candidate. And I know you all think you heard it, but they didn't. What they said was Gore took the Democratic vote by 60%. Bradley only had 30%. Alan Keyes surprised everybody with 14% of the Republican vote, while George Bush Jr. came in with 40-some-odd percent. And Mr. Forbes spent $3 million to play second. That's what you heard. There is still not a final vote count for any candidate from anybody, anywhere. That's what happened in 1996. That's what happened last night. Now, because I'm doing this, and nobody did it in 1996, you know, it took us weeks to catch on to what had happened. They might, within the next few days, come out with some kind of a figure, but how are we going to check it, folks? How will we know if it's right? That's the question, isn't it? And how is it that Senator John McCain is leading in the polls for the Republican vote in New Hampshire, but only got 3% of the vote for Republican votes in Iowa? Can you explain that? Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh, he didn't campaign there, which means Americans are so stupid. Right? Isn't that right, folks? They're so stupid that if the guy they want to vote for is not there, they don't vote for him. Is that right? Gee. Well, I'm not pleased that I was right. I'm not pleased that Mr. Condit was right, who wrote the article for our headline story yesterday, is still right up there at the top today. Will be for several weeks. That's big news that the Iowa caucus vote was rigged. How come none of the election officials in Iowa knew who won, but the television networks knew? How did that happen? Huh? Gee, huh? Huh? Anybody? Huh? Huh?
Don't believe the devil. I don't believe the sun. The truth is not the same without the lies he made up. Don't believe in excess. Success is real. Don't believe in riches, but you should see where I live. Don't believe in death row, speed road gangs. Don't believe in the Uzi, just went off in
And now, before we get into the real meat of tonight's broadcast, I'd just like to make a little comment here on the Federal Bureau Investigation Chronic Liars Brigade. I can't believe what these guys are doing. They're perjuring themselves. They have been deposed for the lawsuit brought against the FBI and the federal government by the families of the Branch Davidians that they murdered in Waco, Texas. And these FBI agents have sworn under oath that the flashes that we see of the machine gun fire and the forward-looking infrared radar videos are glints. Now, let me say this again. They're not saying they're reflections. They're not saying they're anything. They're saying they're, here's their exact words, and they all say exactly the same thing, which means they were coaxed to say it. They were told to say it. How many of you, if you went in to be deposed in a legal proceeding, and you looked at those things on the videotape, how many of you would call them glints? You see, the definition of a glint is not clearly defined, but the definition of a flash is, or a reflection. So every single one of the FBI agents, as they were deposed, said the flashes in the FLIR videotape are, quote, glints, end quote. Liars, everyone, I'm calling you liars to your face right now. In fact, I think the whole Bureau of Investigation is nothing but a pack of liars. How in the world do they think they're going to get away with this? Do they really believe that we're all fools? You know, some of us may be, but not all of us. Did they think that we're going to accept this bullshit and just forget about it and go on about our lives? Not on your life. You see, Madame Defarge is sitting over there in the corner, and she's watching, and she's listening, and she's knitting furiously. She's knitting and knitting and knitting, and she just never stops. Not going to be forgotten. Not at all. Those of us who served in Vietnam know full well what machine gun fire looks like, both in the daylight and in darkness during the night. I can look at those FLIR videotapes, and without any hesitation whatsoever, I can tell you that's machine gun fire. Don't you think it's a little strange that, quote, glints, end quote, appear at the exact cyclic rate of a machine gun? And that the glints appear at various places around the Branch Davidian Church, not just in one place or two places, but several. And that all of these glints are pointed directly at the church, and every single one of them are glinting at the exact cyclic rate of a machine gun. Every expert who has examined those FLIR tapes say that that's machine gun fire. Every single one of them, without a doubt. The FBI liars, on the other hand, these are the people we're supposed to respect and admire, the people who are supposed to uphold the law, sworn to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America. These are people we're supposed to trust, and they're liars. They murdered those people, and now they're lying about it. They got caught, and now they're lying. Not only they're lying, but they're lying so obviously, it's unbelievable. Every single one of them used the word glints. I can't stand it. I want to be there on the day that that we bring these people to justice. I really hope and pray that I am. I really hope and pray that I am there on the day that we can bring these scum-sucking, puke-faced, lying, Nazi, jack-booted Gestapo thugs to justice. And now for tonight's broadcast subject. I'm going to open the phones and see if you can answer this question. because I already know the answer to it. In 1988, I began, and this was at the beginning of 1988, same month, January, I predicted who would win the presidential election, not who would be nominated by the parties, but who was going to win the election. And I was right. I did it again in 1992, and I was right again. I did it again in 1996, and I was right again, and I'm going to do it again tonight, and I'm going to be right again tonight. But first, I'm going to give you guys a chance. Yep, that's right. I said I'm going to be right again tonight. I already know who's going to win the national election for president of the United States and sit in the White House. That's right. You heard me say it right. I know who it is already. Just like I knew in 1988, 1992, and 1996. And all of those of you who have been listening to this broadcast, and those of you who were attending my elections before I began that process, know that what I'm telling you is the truth. So some of you have been keeping track of me all these years. You know, would you call in for the rest of the listening audience and let them know that I just told the truth? I predicted the last three winners of the presidential election, at least 9 months before the election took place in every single one of those election years. And I was right each time. And I told you why I was going to be right each time. And each time, that was the reason. So, phones are open, 520-333-4578. Who do you think? Now, I don't want to know who you think is going to get nominated. I want to know who you think is going to win the election, and then I want you to tell me and the listening audience why you think so. And I don't care if you're right or wrong. This is just a little exercise. I hope that some of you know what I know. Some of you should by now. Some of you should know who's going to win and why right now, if you've been paying attention. And some of you out there scratching your head saying, is this guy for real? Yep, I'm for real, folks. You're going to find out, too. Good evening. You're on the air.
Al Gore.
Whoops. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Al Gore will be the next president of the United States of America.
Why?
Because he is more insane and more evil than the present president that we have. He believes in the New World Order agenda probably as much, if not more, than the current president. He's very big into this radical environmentalism and the United Nations agenda, so I see him as the perfect fit.
Well, I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong on who's going to win yet. I'm going to save that for the latter part of the program. But I will tell you that there's much better reason for why who's going to win is going to win than that. That's really not going to decide who's going to be elected president. But, you know, it's a good reason for those in power to make sure that he does.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you're going to say Al Gore because I just have that feeling that...
Were you listening the last election, 9 months before the election took place, when I told everybody who was going to win?
No, I didn't, but...
Okay, I just wondered if you were.
Well, you know, I believe you. I know that you're an honest man, and if you predicted Bill Clinton, I'm sure, you know, that's...
I didn't just predict Bill Clinton. I predicted him twice, and I predicted Bush before Clinton.
Wow.
And I predicted Clinton would defeat Bush, and I told everybody exactly why that was going to happen.
Well, I tell you, but I really didn't wake up until after 92. I was in Ross Perot's camp, and I did a lot of work for Ross, and then...
Yeah, it was amazing. He made a statement right on television that went right over the heads of everybody, and they still supported him. And then when it became possible that he really could run and win, he backed out and claimed his daughter had been threatened.
Yeah.
But he made this statement on television right after the second town meeting that he held that was in that kind of like circular bull ring thing.
Right.
When he was coming out, one of the cameramen asked him... what he thought about the Constitution. He said the Constitution is a document penned by a bunch of doddering old men 200 years ago, and we've got to change the system. That's a direct quote. He said that. I couldn't believe it. Almost fell off the couch.
Well, I tell you, I woke up after the election and found out that he was just a part of the game and one of the players.
Yeah, he was actually supporting the Democratic Party.
I just have one question. Maybe you can help me. The Constitution Party, Howard Phillips, what do you think about him?
Well, in the first place, they've got a name that's illegal for them to have. There's already a Constitution Party, and I am the chairman of that organization.
Oh, okay.
So, and they know it. They just took the name, and we're conferring with our legal advisors, and they may find themselves in court pretty soon, which is going to knock them right out of the race.
Huh. Well, I wouldn't expect them to gather much. I mean, if they, you know, gathered 1% of the vote, I mean, that'd probably be considered a miracle.
Oh, but that's 1% away from the total conservative count, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's...
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I can see in the Republican Party what's going on, divide the pie and, you know, ensure that Al Gore gets the election and
yeah,
the president. I mean, it's easy to see that's what's going on. But,
well, let's let some other people get in here.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Who do you think is going to win the presidential election, and tell me why? That's the most important part. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Hi. I think it's going to be George W. Bush.
No, I don't mean the nomination. I mean the presidential election, the guy that's going to actually sit in the White House.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make that clear. Why do you think George Bush is going to win?
Well, because he seems to be getting a lot of the media attention, and this way the people will still believe that the popular vote has something to do with the presidency, and he, since he's a bondsman, I feel he's the most likely candidate. My superficial research hasn't uncovered any connection to the mystery schools that Al Gore has. So,
really? He's a member of Skull and Bones, and you don't see a connection to the mystery school?
Al Gore is a Skull and Bones also?
No. George Bush.
No, George Bush.
Yeah.
I don't see a connection with Al Gore.
Oh, you don't?
But I do see one more clearly with George Bush.
Okay.
And that's why I think he's going to win, because of the New World Order agenda.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to be Gore.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4570. Got one for Gore and one for Bush. Neither one of the reasons, though, will hold water. They just won't hold water. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you? You're coming in loud and clear in North Chicagoland.
Good.
From what I heard, 96, you had predicted Clinton after you found out Paul dropped out. But then you said in early January 97 there wouldn't be another free election, so...
There's not.
That's the best I know.
There's not another free election. Do you think this is a free election?
No, I'm saying...
If I can tell you in January who's going to win, do you believe it's a free election?
No, I don't believe any of them are that free. I'm just saying what you said in January, early in 97, you said there wouldn't be another free election, not that there has ever been any, but there wouldn't be another one.
Yeah, well, there's not. This is not a free election. I was right. And there'll never be another free election where the American people have anything to do with who wins the office of president in this country. They have nothing to do with it. If I can tell you in January who's going to win, the American people have been cut out of the equation. I've done it 3 times in a row. I've told you there's never going to be another free election. It's always going to happen this way, and I'll be able to predict it every election.
Right. But what I took you as meaning that there wouldn't even be any election.
Oh, no. The American people's vote has never counted anyway.
Right. But, I mean, I took it that there would be a dictatorship.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I said there would not be a free election. What I meant is that in future elections, the opinion of the American people, or who the American people actually want to be president, will have absolutely nothing to do with who actually becomes president.
I've always thought that for years.
Well, no, there used to be a time when there could be great upsets and weird things would happen in conventions, and somebody would be nominated to run for president and actually make it that they didn't really want that to happen with, like John F. Kennedy, for instance.
Ah, okay.
You don't think they really wanted John Kennedy in the White House, do you? Read the history of the politics in that election and what really happened behind the scenes, and you'll see that there were some really, really pissed off people.
Yeah, but Joseph Kennedy was with Roosevelt. He wrote a book, I'm for Roosevelt.
Doesn't make any difference. They did not want Kennedy to be nominated or to win that election. Those things don't make any difference. You guys have still got things muddled in your head. What happened is Kennedy went out and literally captured the delegates. You couldn't do that today. You can't do it today.
I'm sure they would have preferred Tricky Dick in there, you know, over Kennedy. I mean, that was the other choice.
Well, that's who the Republicans wanted, but that's not who the Democrats want. Okay.
Well, I got rid of them. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. 520-333-4. The American people have some really ingrained, really erroneous myths about the presidential election. First is 99% of all the American people really believe that when they cast their popular vote, they're electing the president, and they're not. The popular vote has absolutely nothing to do with electing the president. Read the Constitution. It tells you in there exactly how it's done. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. The show's not coming in too well for me, but I know the topic, and it's who do you think is going to win? It almost looks like they're setting up John McCain to be the dark horse favorite.
Really? Do you think he's going to win?
I don't know. I think it's too early to tell from my vantage point.
Then why are you calling? We need to know who you think is going to win.
Well, if I had to pick one today, it would probably be George Bush, and it would be because they want him to pick up where Daddy left off.
Okay.
How's that grab you?
Well, if that's your opinion, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion at this moment.
That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling. Good luck. I'm not running. 520-333-4578. If I was running, folks, if I was dumb enough to run, I'd be dead real quick because I could really get some votes. Good evening, you're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Pretty good.
I can't hear much on shortwave, but
you know we're on the internet.
I know. I don't have that capability yet with Winamp, I believe.
You can use RealPlayer.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Anyhow, sir, I don't know if somebody's already said this or not. I'm gonna say George Bush Jr. is gonna win because. Okay. I've heard some tapes before. I think it's on Mystery Babylon that he's in the lineage. And I've seen a magazine cover of New Sun Rising. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578 is the number. Who do you think is going to win the presidential election and why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. I wanted to say, a couple of years ago, I've seen automatically that George W. Bush Jr. is going to be the president, and whether we like it or not, and I could see his daddy getting back in the White House and continuing doing the things that he was doing.
Why do you think he's going to win? What is it that you see that convinces you that he can win?
Well, because of the powers to be, the ones that actually was behind... I guess I could say the one that his dad was a part of in that, Skull and Crossbone, all these secret society of memberships. But the fact is that they used him and a lot of other things, you know, even when he was CIA agent, too, head of CIA, that is. And then, but for what I could see, 2 years ago, I knew that Bush was going to be the next president, whether we like it or not. Everybody go to the poll and vote for someone else, Bush will still become the president. And if everybody went and vote for another candidate, he's still going to become the president.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Jack in Chicago. Long time no see. How you doing?
Jack, put that phone right in front of your mouth. Talk a lot louder. Your volume is way down.
Okay, it's a sell. I hope I'm getting in a little bit better now.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win?
I suspect it's going to be George Bush because of the amount of power that's wielded in our Congress by the Crown. And I know you subscribe to EIR, and I've been reading a lot of EIR's reviews on the British activity around the world. and especially in our country. And I would be really surprised to see anyone other than Bush losing it unless he had serious opposition from the French side. But it appears that the Queen, well, not the Queen, but the Crown, whatever you want to call it, the British government, is still running things pretty much all over the globe.
The crown is the proper term.
Yeah, it might not be the crown, but, you know, Prince Philip and his consorts and people of the Scottish Rite. And they have a lot of power, though.
Believe it or not, that the power in England is called the crown.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know you've studied more than I have, but I have been reading a lot on it, and especially after being at your seminar in 96, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
It was in 97. That we went over a lot of this, and upon closer inspection, you can see that this our government has been so infiltrated by that. It's for crying out loud, we got to fight the American Revolution all over again.
Yes, we do, and that's coming up. You know, there's trailers are out right now, and you know, we're watching the previews, and pretty soon it'll be the main feature.
Yeah, that's what I think is. Hey, best of luck to you, my friend, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And thanks for calling. boy. I wonder if I'm the only one in America who not only can predict who's going to win the next election, but also knows the real reason why. So far, none of you have got the reason why. There has been... I'm not going to tell you how many or who, but there has been correct guess. Good evening. You're on the air, and that guess was for who was going to win. Go ahead.
Hi, Bill. I wanted to agree completely with you. Al Gore is going to be the man.
Well, I haven't said who I was going to pick. How do you know who I'm going to pick?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I misunderstood you here on the shortwave.
Okay.
Go ahead. Picked up the fact that I thought you were going for Al Gore.
Well, you might be right. You could also be wrong.
Did you see the David Letterman episode they've shown a couple times with Al Gore and the broken ash receiver?
No. You got to understand, I don't watch. There's only some things I'll watch on television and for only specific reasons. So why don't you tell us about it. Tell us about
the show a couple times, and there really wasn't anything funny about it, but it was full of symbology.
Well, tell us about it. What was it?
Well, they went about secret messages to Masons, and they're just the way the man would stand to show that he was taking command. They've kept him number two for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
With a shield there of Hillary and so forth. But read a paper about it that a man was quite inspired that brought forth this information, and I'll try to get you a copy of the report I was reading.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
Right.
Why do you think that he's going to be elected? I mean, other than all that.
Alluding to earlier that they would split the vote again with the Republicans somehow.
Ah, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Have a good evening, sir.
You too. 520-3... You too. 520-333-4578 is the number. And need to know, who do you think is going to win? And why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I believe that George W. Bush will win. The Skull and Bones connection tells me that he must win.
Why?
Because I think that what he will have to do is step aside for the campaign of Hillary in 2004, as his father did for the campaign of Bill.
But there's some real, solid, realistic, real world reasons why the person who's going to get elected is going to get elected. It has nothing to do with membership and bones or anything else.
Well,
I mean, it's just real. I can't believe that not too many people can see what's going on. It's hard for me to understand.
It appears to me that the Clinton dynasty has been established. I believe that what you said about 2 years ago, that he would not leave office, he will not, in a sense, and that Giuliani will probably step aside this time, and Hillary will probably get in as senator so she can make her bid for the presidency in 2004.
But I made a prediction that so far is wrong. I predicted that that William Jefferson Clinton would be the first president to go from the White House to the Big House.
Huh.
I really thought this guy was going to get toppled and go to prison.
Well,
he's the biggest crook, I think, that's ever been in the White House.
It may be delayed by a year or so after he's out of office.
Yeah, but I'll still be wrong. If it doesn't happen before his term is up, I'll be wrong. And that will be, of all the hundreds of predictions I've made, that'll be the second, or I think it'll be the third prediction that I've been wrong about over all these years and all the hundreds of predictions that I've made. If he gets out of the White House without being indicted and convicted of something, it'll be the third prediction I've made that was wrong.
Do you think that Giuliani's going to step aside for the president's wife?
I have no idea. I don't think New Yorkers like Hillary Clinton. I think she's made some big mistakes. And I think if she runs... I'm not an insider in New York politics, and I'm never going to be because those people hate my guts. So I can't call them up and say, hey, what's going on? So I can't make a prediction on whether Hillary would win if she runs, but I can tell you this, from what I'm hearing in the news and from interviews of people who live in New York City, they really are not enamored with Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm sensing.
Does it make any difference, though?
Yeah, it does in New York.
I mean, as far as the election goes.
Yeah, it really does in New York.
You think there is?
You have so many ethnic fractures of the community there. You have a huge Jewish community. You have a huge black community. You have a huge Puerto Rican Hispanic community. Then you have the white community. Then you have the professional arts, which will vote for Hillary. I mean, the theater people will vote for Hillary. But all these other people, that's a toss-up. You know, Jewish people on a whole are not real wacko radical liberals. The ones that are Democrats are more conservative Democrats. People don't seem to understand it. Hillary is extreme left wing wacko Democrat.
Yeah.
She's actually given money as donations to terrorist organizations in her life. She's crazy.
Well. Okay, well, as far as George...
But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about president.
Right. As far as George W. is concerned, I think he has closer ties to the international community through the business dealings of the family, of the father, than Al Gore could ever possibly establish.
Well, you may be right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578. You know, despite all those things... That you guys seem to think is important, you're ignoring the most obvious, glaring reason why the person that's going to win is really going to win. Good evening, you're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine. Could you put your mouth in front of your phone and talk a lot louder, please?
Yeah. How you doing, Bill? Al Gore.
Yeah?
Because, as I read our global neighborhood, he is much more in line with that sort of third wave. Plus he's for gun control.
Yeah.
He is for this environmental religion sort of thing.
Yeah, but none of those are going to decide whether he wins or loses.
Well, they won't decide, but that's why he will win. He will win because the vote is totally controlled.
Well, now you're getting closer to the truth, if that's the truth. And, you know, it depends upon if it's the truth as to which candidate it's going to apply to, but that's better than all this other stuff you've been talking about. There's brass tacks reasons why one's going to win and one's going to lose. And nothing else is going to overcome that. Period.
Have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
520-333-4578 is the number. Who do you think is going to win and why? I want to see who gets this right. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, it's Marshall in Houston.
Hi, Marshall.
I want to say Al Gore because he has been groomed for the position because he was, his father was a, and him were under the tutelage of Armin Hammer.
Great communist industrialist.
Right.
Billionaire that everybody says, there's no communist billionaires. What are you talking about? Communists aren't industrialists. Communists are for the working man.
Well, this all the reason why I'm saying him also is because under the plan of the Soviet apparatchik, they wanted to have this man into office about this time, the year 2000. Also, I see another fulfillment aspect here, and it has to do with Zionism.
Uh-huh.
Under Zionism, they are also pushing for the fulfillment of their prophecy.
And that is?
And that is a world government, and also a leader or king over this system that they've been working on for so many years.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah, you're right. Don't buy this baloney that Zionism is just for the restoration of the state of Israel. That's the biggest crock of crap that's ever been spoon-fed to anybody.
Absolutely.
Zionists are hardcore believers that the Jewish race is the chosen race, chosen by God to rule the world.
Now, also, Al Gore is a Jew, and so is his father. And all of his racial background.
Well, you have to understand that there's a lot of Jews that are not Zionists.
Oh,
don't go along with any of this crap.
Oh, I totally concur with that.
I just want to make sure the listening audience understands that before all the anti-Semitic letters start pouring in.
Now, his...
And they can pour in all they want. You'll still get the truth on this broadcast.
Al Gore and his family and the cabal that he has grown up under the tutelage of, they believe in this. And they could not get him elected into office unless he was riding on the skirts of somebody more flamboyant like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he could have never got elected on his own.
Absolutely. But
now he's got a chance.
Bill Clinton was the momentum to bring Al Gore into the presidency. That was always the initial plan, because Al Gore was never going to be able, on his own merit, toward the American public, and the American public's vote doesn't matter anyway. It's the electoral vote that decides this.
That's right. And there's not that many electoral votes.
Right. And also, they have been, over the last 8 years, under Bill Clinton's instruction, controlling who is going to be at the helm of the electoral votes.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. So far, you have the most intelligent rhetoric of the callers so far. That doesn't mean that the previous callers weren't intelligent. It means you've got your knowledge of the upcoming election together. I got to let you go now.
I just want to make one more point.
Hurry up, because I want to get as many people in here as possible.
This man, Gore, coming in the office is going to bring some of the most terrible things upon the people of this country.
Yep, got to let you go.
World.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That was very good. Thank you very much for your call. But. Listen to this closely. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is John from Indianapolis.
Hi, John.
I pick Bush. The reason, $60 million.
$60 million. You think that'll do it, huh?
Yeah.
How's he going to buy off all the electors?
Good question.
Yeah. See, he'd have all the money in the world. If it's not done the right way, that won't do it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he won't be the one. Not, you know, I'm going to tell you later who my pick is.
I'll keep listening.
In just a few minutes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Who do you think is going to win? And most important, why? See, that's the key to the whole thing. Who do you think is going to win? And why? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. My name is John. I'm from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And this may sound kind of weird, but I predict that there will be no election and Bill Clinton will declare martial law sometime this year.
You think so?
Just a wild guess.
Okay.
Okay.
That's always a possibility. And
yeah.
If that happens, my prediction's down the tubes.
Yeah, I understand.
We're assuming that the election is going to take place on this little exercise here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
But if he's right, you know, then the president is going to still be old, you know, Billy Boy Clinton. And that could happen. I got to tell you, that could happen. You know, all we need is another Oklahoma City bombing or something like that. And that is a definite possibility. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Ed in Illinois.
Hi, Ed.
And my prediction would be this. I'm no expert, but George Bush. And I would say it's because the people that are in power and control these things would say it's time for a change.
Okay.
So they're going to give us a moderate conservative, somebody that the public can feel free with, that maybe we're going to get some changes. And while they're pulling the Houdini behind the scenes, they'll go on with their agenda.
Okay.
That's my analysis.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, folks, we're getting up to the three-quarter of the hour. And I'm going to take two more calls, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I think John McCain's going to be our next president.
John McCain?
Uh-huh.
Have you lost it?
I hope not.
Okay. Why do you think he's going to get it? You know, to get it, he'd have to be the Republican Party nominee to even have a chance.
Yeah.
And you think he's going to be the Republican Party nominee?
Well, I don't know about the politics of it, but he seems different than the rest of them to me. He seems
he is different. He's the Manchurian candidate.
That's what I was going to say. He seems unstable.
You got that right. And I'm not making fun of him. You see, he underwent 5 years of torture and brainwashing by the North Vietnamese, and even more importantly, by communist Chinese experts who were sent down there to do the job for the North Vietnamese.
Yep.
And he cracked. He signed a confession. He traded information for medical care. He confessed to all of this. Mm-hmm. All of the medals that he got, he did not get in combat. They were awarded to him automatically while he was a POW, every single one of them. So if you say he's a hero, he's not a hero. Mm-hmm. He didn't win those medals in combat on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. It is not... heroes don't get captured. It's the goal of every soldier and airman and sailor never to be captured. Being a POW is not a mark of distinction. It means you screwed up somehow is really what it means. But the American people don't think that way. So the government gave these guys a medal, a big medal, like a Silver Star for each of them for being a POW, and then every year they gave them another medal. A whole bunch of bronze stars and all kinds of stuff, just for being there. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them, I can tell you this is a fact, every single one of them talked under torture, signed confessions, or gave up information, because it's the nature of torture that no human being can withstand it. I don't care what they say. And the reason they took them all to Germany before they brought them here and let them go back with their families is they had to be debriefed, and they were told never, ever to allow the American people know that they gave in under torture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, during our attack on Serbia, he was chomping at the bit to send in ground forces over there.
I know. I know. His mind is not right.
Yeah. And my concern is that he may be the one to go ahead and bring us into the civil war.
Well, he might be. But it's okay. So that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks
for calling. One more call, and then I'm going to tell you my reason why. And don't think I'm coming down hard on John McCain. I'm just telling you how it is. And I know that because I was in the Office of Naval Intelligence. I was on the intelligence briefing team, the Commander-in-Chief of Pacific Fleet. I saw the real scoop on the POWs and what they were doing and what was happening to them. No human being, not anyone listening to this broadcast, no one that ever has ever lived can withstand torture, period. You will break down. You will tell them what they want to know. Eventually. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Brian, Cincinnati. I kind of agree with the other caller that was saying that I think Sick Lily is going to try to pull another term.
Okay.
And I think he's going to do it because he's going to get us into a war somewhere. And basically, it could put this whole country into a complete conflict because we could be invaded from our southern border. A bunch of Mexicans with nothing better to do and a bunch of cheap Chinese people.
You've been listening to Alex Jones?
No, not really.
That sounds like Alex Jones
well,
stuff.
Well, actually, it was Prophecy Club.
Well, throw it out the window. Take a good look at Mexico, and then if you really still believe that, then you need psychiatric help.
Well, I'm not talking about the Mexican government.
I don't care who you're talking about. The Mexicans, even if they invaded this country, they'd have to stop at the first McDonald's and eat lunch, and it'd be over with.
Well, yeah, well, they'd be with their people, too, because their people are working at the McDonald's already. But
You know why?
Because the whole Southwest is, well...
No, because Americans are spoiled and they won't take those jobs. You'll never see an American washing dishes, and that's exactly where some Americans belong.
Yeah. Well, pretty much, I think Bill Clinton's even said it himself. He's proud of the fact that California is no longer majority white.
Yeah, he is proud of it. And you're darn right.
That could be another secession thing, too, so those states could secede and become Hispanic states.
No, they're not going to secede. Well, forget that.
Okay. All right, Bill. Well,
thanks for calling.
I probably didn't hit it right anyway. But,
well, that's okay.
Yeah,
that was
Al Gore is probably the guy going to get in there if Bill Clinton can't.
Well, I'm going to let you go so I can wind this program up.
Okay.
We're down to the last 5 minutes or so. Thank you for calling, and thank you for your opinion. Thank all of you for your opinion. Don't call anymore, because unless I open the phones again, because I'm going to tell you who's going to win, and I'm going to tell you why. And a lot of you aren't going to like it until you sit down and use your head instead of your emotions or instead of wishful thinking. I heard a lot of wishful thinking here. Lots of it. Al Gore, if there is an election, will win the election for president. Al Gore will be, without any doubt, the winner. And there's several real-life reasons why this will happen. Number one, there is no third-party liberal political party. The Democratic vote is not split, period. They're going to have the whole force of all of their voters voting for who they want. Okay? Both on the public vote, which does not count, and in the electoral vote, which is the only thing that counts. Their electors will not be split. The Democratic Party also encourages legal and illegal immigration. And when those immigrants get here, who takes care of them? It's the Democrat Party. Who nurtures them? Who organizes them? Who teaches them how to vote and who to vote for? The Democrat Party. That's the real reason why there's so many immigrants, both legal and illegal, in this country. It's to make sure that the Democrats stay in the White House. Number three, the so-called conservative or patriot vote is so fractured it doesn't have a prayer in hell. Doesn't have a prayer in hell. How many third-party conservative parties are there? Whole bunch of them. Whether or not you like the Libertarian Party, it fractures the conservative vote. Whether or not you like the Perot people who are going to put Pat Buchanan up for president, they fracture the vote. If Alan Keyes goes over to that party to run on the ticket with Pat Buchanan, then the Republicans haven't even got the slimmest chance in hell, period. Then you got the Taxpayers Party, the Constitution Party. Shall I go on? Shall I continue to show you just how foolish conservatives really are? But to tell you the truth, folks, as long as they pick the candidates, it wouldn't make any difference. Why do you think the press is pushing George Bush Jr.? Because if, for some reason, Al Gore were to die tomorrow and the Democrats couldn't put up a viable candidate, George Bush Jr. would win and the New World Order would continue right on its path on schedule because he's a New York World Order man just like Al Gore and Bill Clinton and all the rest of them. That's the reason. And those are real reasons. And you can argue about those reasons till you're blue in the face. Al Gore is going to win. Period. If he's still alive on Election Day, he'll win and he will be in the White House. Period. End of subject. That's it. That's all she wrote. And those are the reasons. And ladies and gentlemen, I will be right. And what's more, all of you sitting in their homes now that have, you know, once you think about this, you'll know that I'm right. And there's another reason why I'm right. The Bilderbergers, in their last meeting, said that Al Gore would be the next president of the United States of America. They've never been wrong. Never, not ever yet. And they don't have to buy electors' votes. Just a whisper in their ear is enough, and anybody that goes against them is a dead duck. I mean, dead on a slab in the morgue. Because those are the people who really run things. That's the reason Bush did not run against Clinton. Remember, everybody's sitting around scratching, how come Bush is not campaigning? Here's the sitting president. If he goes out and campaigns, he's a shoo-in. He's an incumbent. He's got to get reelected. Bush didn't run. The reason Bush didn't run is the Bilderberg Group in the meeting before that election said that William Jefferson Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States. And I told you that on this broadcast 9 months before the election. I told you that William Jefferson Clinton was going to be the next president because the Bilderberg Group said that he would be the next president. Actually, it wasn't 9 months. I said it 9 months before the election, but I said it on this broadcast about 6 months before because this broadcast didn't start until May. 5 or 6 months before. It's all on tape. And then on the second election during the Clinton administration, 9 months before the election, I said William Jefferson Clinton would be reelected without any problem whatsoever, and I told you why. It was because that traitor started the largest third party in the history of this country. Not to win the presidential election, but to fracture the conservative vote. H. Ross Trader Perot. And he did it strictly for that reason. He was not for the Constitution. He was not for conservatives. He was not for patriotism. He was not for patriots. And that was clear when he made the statement on television, and I watched him make it, that the Constitution was written by a bunch of doddering old men over 200 years ago, and we needed to change the system. And then when it looked like that party was gaining momentum and he actually had a chance to win the election, and people were bailing out of the other parties to join, he quit. Made up the lame excuse that somebody had threatened his daughter. That right there tells you what kind of president he would have been.
Mr. President, if you don't surrender to the Soviet Union, we will threaten your daughter.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's it. And that is the truth. And you heard it right here on the Hour of the Time, and you can take it and put it in the bank. It will gain interest every day. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo Nelson. I love you. Remember, folks, the popular vote has absolutely nothing to do with who is elected president. But the third parties will split the electoral vote, and there are not a whole bunch of electors. Most of the electoral votes will go to the Democratic Party, to Al Gore. Don't believe me? Sit down with a pen and paper. Figure it out for yourself. I've already done it. And no matter how much you may hate it, I'm right. Al Gore, once he's elected, will begin the greatest reign of terror over a citizenry that the world has ever seen. That's why William Jefferson Clinton named me, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned, folks, for all oldies most of the time. And it'll be about 1 minute before we're back up.